This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces have turned the city of Bakhmut into ruins as they try to conquer eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. Ukraine's military on Saturday reported missile, rocket, and airstrikes in multiple parts of the country that Moscow's trying to capture after months of resistance. The latest battles of Russia's nine-and-a-half-month war in Ukraine have centered on four provinces that Russian President Vladimir Putin illegally claimed to have annexed in September. Russia has battered Bakhmut with rockets for more than half of the year. Some of the buildings there remain standing, but the battle has heated up around Bakhmut in recent weeks. During a meeting Monday in Brussels, European Union foreign ministers are considering fresh sanctions against Russia and more money to help Ukraine's military. The proposed EU funding package being discussed in Brussels would provide about $2.1 billion to unfund arm deliveries for Ukraine. Ahead of the meeting, Polish Deputy Foreign Minister Paweł Jabłonski told reporters he will always support stepping up sanctions against Russia.
They always could be a little bit stronger, a little bit more severe. We are always, as Polish government, we're always opting for the most severe approach because the main purpose of sanctions is to help Ukraine win this war, to defeat this Russian imperialism. And we will be always striving for more, we'll be always striving for more severe sanctions until this goal is achieved. But obviously, what is very important at this point is also remaining consistent in sanctions, but also in policy, in decision-making.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Monday Russian President Vladimir Putin will not hold his annual end-of-the-year news conference this year, which has been dominated by Moscow's Ukraine offensive. Peskov gave no reason for the break with tradition. He said only that Putin regularly speaks to the press, including foreign visits. Putin's been in power since 2000 and held a press conference in December almost every year. This is VOA News. European Union member states expressed alarm Monday over allegations that Qatar bribed some European Parliament members to influence their decision-making. One of the body's vice presidents has been arrested and charged in connection with the scandal. Reporting for VOA, Lisa Bryant has more from Paris.
In the latest twist to one of the European Union's biggest scandals to date, Athens on Monday froze the assets of the European Parliament's Greek vice president, Eva Kaili, one of four people whom Belgium investigators arrested on corruption charges, reports say. Kaili's party in Greece also suspended the former television news anchor. Investigators are looking into allegations World Cup host Qatar paid large bribes to influence the parliament's policy debates. The investigators reportedly found large bags of cash in Kaili's home. She has been stripped of her parliamentary responsibilities. Germany's foreign minister, Annalena Baerbock, said Europe's credibility was at stake. Other top EU diplomats expressed similar concern. Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney.
We need to get to the bottom of it, and we need to have, obviously, a full and transparent investigation so that we can have an explanation for what's happened.
Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is reinstating a task force aimed at helping immigrants and refugees integrate into the U.S. U.S. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
A version of the Task Force on New Americans existed off and on for years before lapsing under the Trump administration, which aimed to allow as few migrants into the country as possible. The Biden approach to immigrants is more welcoming. The White House says the task force will focus on workforce training, education, and the health of immigrants with legal status. Its reinstatement comes as the administration deals with increasingly big numbers of migrants at the southern border. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Department of Energy said Sunday it would announce a major scientific breakthrough this week after media reports indicated a federal laboratory has recently achieved a major milestone in nuclear fusion research. The Financial Times reported Sunday that scientists at the California-based Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory have achieved a net energy gain from an experimental fusion reactor. That would represent the first time that researchers have successfully produced more energy in a fusion reaction, the same type that powers the sun, than was consumed during the process, a potentially major step in the pursuit of near limitless zero carbon power. Energy Department spokespeople told the French news agency AFP they would not comment or provide further information. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer.